It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
It's a calm, cloudy evening right on the cusp of March, and we're up here on Jefferson County space, southwest of Morrison, with Mike Henwood. Mike's been beating the bushes here for several years looking for small owls for the Colorado Breeding Bird Atlas Project. And what are we going to see, Mike?
We're going up the draw, and hopefully we will see a pair of northern pygmy owls. And then after dark, we expect that we can hear the northern sow whet owl.
Well, the sun's just easing down here behind the mountains, so Mike's going to broadcast a few northern pygmy owl territorial calls and see if that entices one in.
Just played a tape, and it can hear it if it's close by. Ruth Carol and I were just talking. We thought we heard something way off in the distance in the Doug Fir Forest, but we can't be sure.
It was just a one-note call. Repeated a couple of times. But it could have been wishful thinking.
I'm going to play just two or three toots and see if he responds. We're just cupping our ears to get a little better hearing. Sometimes when you cup your ears, it channels that in, and you can hear a little better. There he is. Yeah. He's way off that way now.
I think he's off in the distance.
Down the draw, maybe across a little bit.
Two notes at a time. Yeah. Toot, 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 toot. That's a fast call, which to me means that he's a little upset because we played a lot of calls to him. Now it's getting pretty dark up here, and we're going to try for saw-whet owls. Their main territorial call is very much like the pygmy call, just a little higher pitched and a little purer sound.
That's the one I wanted. Yeah.
It is a saw-whet. Oh, very nice. It's that real high, hollow, insistent call, just like you were playing. Let's see if it comes in closer. It probably will. Just going to try to figure out where this invading owl is coming from. We're standing under the bright stars of Orion on a perfectly still late winter evening and being serenaded by a 7-inch high saw-whet owl here in the forest.
Whenever I'm out owling, I think of my friend Rich Lavade, who passed away 3 years ago to this today, and he is the one that got me started walking around in the dark. Rich would have loved tonight.
All cultures on Earth believe that owls come back as souls of departed friends. The night after my mother died, two northern spotted owls came to our house on the Stanford campus and hooted us awake at 2 a.m. They were about 20 feet outside the window. Can you imagine that, a northern spotted owl?
That's amazing.
Calling. He's calling, yes. The polite thing for us to do would be to make a gradual descent.
Right.
Leave him to his place.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.